another bit of smattering of Christmas tunes. Don't peak too early, as I've just been reminded. 6 days to go yet. Bernie M, Mary's Boy Child. So on Facebook, Elaine would love to be able to go somewhere warm where they don't celebrate Christmas. Well, a National Trust cottage in this country was the only suggestion from Bob a moment or two ago. Dave on the text from Accrington says, it's got to be on everyone's bucket list Christmas dinner of turkey butties on the beach in the Canaries. Talk to David Trumper now from World First, the currency exchange company. Hi, David.
Hiya, Mark.
That on your bucket list as well?
Do you know what? No.
What's wrong?
It really is. Well, look, I'm sat here in my living room at the moment. I've got my lovely big tree up, lovely bright lights. I've got my nibbles beside me all ready to crack into. We've got the lights outside. You know, that's Christmas. That's
You're a Christmas at home boy. Christmas. So the Bondi Beach down under, Christmas Day, not for you?
Not really. No.
What is so odd about that? Because it's clearly enormously appealing to many people in this country.
Yeah, I can see that as well, because obviously we do of our clients, you know, they're moving abroad, they're expats, they're spending Christmas abroad. And, you know, they've told us about how, like we heard one of your previous contributors saying, they're considerate of expats who want to celebrate Christmas abroad. You know, they like to party. Like in Buenos Aires, they celebrate at midnight on Christmas Eve, they have a few hours at home, then they go back to the party again. You know, these places do cater for people that want to enjoy Christmas abroad, but it isn't Christmas, is it?
You see, I have a theory, and it's been, I suppose, given a little bit of fuel by those interviews at Manchester Airport earlier today, because everyone spoken to was getting away from the Christmas chores. There was a woman there who said, look, I've got to cook for 20 people in my extended family. Yeah. Why would I want to do that? I'm going to go and drink in Magaluf.
Yeah, but you can get help in the kitchen, can't you?
You see, I'm guessing you don't have to do all the preparation. That's why you like it so much.
How did you guess that?
Well, there we are.
But I'll lend a helping hand. I'll help make the gravy, maybe. Make the stuffing.
Oh, as much as that.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
It is often said that we replicate our own childhood Christmases. In other words, do more or less what our parents did. Is that true for you?
I think there is something in that, actually, because I think the way that we do our Christmas now does follow the way I did it as a kid. Yeah, we get up, a bit of breakfast, and then pre-lunch tipple, and then you have a late lunch, and then you watch the Queen, and then you do your presents, and then you slob around and watch Strictly, Doctor Who, and I'll probably be forced to watch Downton as well. But yeah, that's kind of a Christmas. That's a kind of a Christmas. And yeah, you're right, I think. But that's kind of the Christmas we had at home.
And is there anything that could persuade you to try something different?
Would you know, the more I hear from what our clients tell me, and they say that they have a great time, says that it's a great thing to do. So maybe there is hope for me yet. I just need to expand my horizons a bit.
Good luck, David. Have a great one next Thursday. David Trumper from World First, the currency exchange company. I don't think he's going anywhere, is he? I kind of agree with him. I'm just not interested. Is that something that's wrong with me? Some little bit of genetic code that hasn't been wired in correctly? I don't know. Haven't done it yet. Don't suspect I ever will. Now, coming up in the next half hour, lots and lots of people out.